You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of Scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three-in-One who has come in order to bring to us a King who is responsible for us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I remember when Cricket was a baby, and it was that first time when Liz handed me this small bundle of life, and she said, I'm going to walk out the door now, and I'm going to go and do something. And I remember that moment clearly in my head because I remember saying, oh, yeah, I've got this. We're good. And she, you know, she would ask me questions like, hey, do you know where the diapers are? Yes, I know where the diapers are. Do you know where the food is? Yes, I know where the food is. Do you know where the extra outfits are? Yes, I know where the extra outfits are. I've got this. It's okay. Just, you know, move along on your way. And she said, okay, all right. And then she walked out the door, and I heard the car turn on, and I saw her leave in the car, and I was holding Cricket, and I thought, what has just happened? Because here I was holding a life that I all of a sudden was supposed to take care of, and I felt a little bit outclassed. In fact, you know, a lot of times that still happens when she leaves me with now the three girls, and I'm still kind of in that moment of like, what do we do again? Where is this stuff? Okay. And so there's kind of that sense of you know, responsibility there. Now, you may not have kids, and if you don't have kids, you still probably know that feeling. That feeling when somebody leaves you in charge of something, when somebody makes you responsible for something, that you go, what have they done? You know, maybe it's when your parents handed you the keys to the car. Maybe it is when you had to, you know, babysit somebody for the first time. Maybe it's when your boss gave you that special promotion and it came along with a big task. Whatever it was, you kind of know what it's like when you're in that moment when you're like, oh, wow, this is real. And this is big, and I now have responsibility for this. And it's a little bit burdensome to think about that moment. Now most of us, we kind of get used to it eventually. We, you know, we maybe have our early failures, and then we kind of work it out. But in that moment, you kind of go, oh, wow. That's a responsibility. And we know that we should not be trusted with responsibility. Because we know that kind of deep down inside, well, we're kind of jokers. That, that you know, we know our own sins better than what anybody else does outside of God. And we know our own frailties better than anybody does outside of God. And we know that this could end up badly. And so that kind of gets us ready for this moment where Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to his disciples just before he goes to the cross, and he's telling them what things are going to be like. And he ends it off with that kind of little metaphor that he says, well, you know, here's what it's like. It's like a man who is leaving for a long time, and he sets the people in his household over his household, and then he goes away. And he doesn't tell anybody when he's coming back. And so, you had better be ready and doing your stuff, otherwise, when he comes back, there could be trouble. And I'm sure that the disciples kind of go, huh? Okay, Jesus. Because they get that. They get that they've been handed responsibility for the kingdom of God. And they know that they are not the kind of people that you would want to normally hand that to. In our culture today, we kind of have a little bit of that playing out in our national culture. We've just elected a new president, and a part of electing a new president means that you get to nominate people on your cabinet and things like that. And no matter how you feel about politics, you recognize that one of the things that's happening in our culture right now, as people are talking and you're watching SNL and you're watching other things, is that people are, well, they're kind of making fun of the people that are being nominated. Now, I think that's fairly normal every time this comes up, and yet we're in that moment. We're in that moment where jokes are being made about people like RFK and Matt Gaetz. Because people are looking and they're saying, I don't know that these people are up to the task. And the people that Jesus is speaking to are feeling that way. They're feeling like, Jesus, you don't want to give me this kind of responsibility because, well, I know who I am. And unfortunately, this isn't just about those disciples. This is about these disciples. You see, Mark wasn't just writing his book so that you could kind of get to know Peter and Andrew and James and those guys and go, oh, wasn't that amazing what Jesus did for them? But instead, Mark was writing this saying, hey, guess what? We got to be Generation Alpha of the disciples. But now you all are disciples too. And so that means that this little bit of Mark, well, it applies to you. And so that means that God has said to you, you have responsibilities. You have responsibilities in his kingdom. And that's very flattering. But it's also very frightening. It's a big responsibility. And we kind of like responsibilities. Because responsibilities mean that somebody trusted us with something. And yet, sometimes we recognize that responsibility is a little much to bear. Sometimes we recognize that we're a lot better at shirking duty than we are at doing duty. There's a whole congregation here. Whole congregation of people that do things. And still, there's more to be done. There's a whole church here in Tallahassee, Florida. A whole worldwide Big C church here in Tallahassee, Florida. And there's thousands and thousands of Christians here in Tallahassee, Florida. And yet, oh, there's still more to be done. There's still more responsibility that we're being given. There's a whole worldwide church. Millions and millions of Christians that are all working. And yet, there's more responsibility there than what we're taking responsibility for. And it's overwhelming. Because we recognize that all of that, as Jesus has said, is left on us. That's what this gospel reading is all about. You go, oh, well, that's kind of frightening because I know that Jesus is coming back and he's coming back with angels, and angels are scary things. Angels can decapitate you by just looking at you. I don't know if that's true, but it sounds good. They are scary. Anytime they show up in the Old Testament, they scare people. And that's who Jesus is coming back with. And you should be frightened. And maybe you start to resent it a little bit then. Maybe you start to go to Jesus and you start going, hey, I thought this was Christ the King Sunday. Doesn't that mean that since you are king, that you handle all of my problems? And then you think about that and you go, oh, yeah, that's right. That's not how kings work. Kings, normally speaking, well, they kind of don't do a lot. I mean, if you know a chessboard, yeah, it's a pretty good... They don't do a lot, but they delegate a lot. They give a lot of assignments to a lot of people. They put their trust in all sorts of people. And they do that for a reason. Because their job is to keep track of the big picture. Their job is to keep track of everything that's happening. And so if they got mired down in all of the little details, well, they wouldn't be a very good king then. That's not very good leadership out of that king. And so what the king does is he does exactly what Jesus does. He says, I'm going to give you an assignment. I'm going to give you stuff to do. And then he oversees everything that's going on in the church. And he looks out everything that's happening, and he looks at us, and still we're in that place where we go, well, okay, I get you that you're a king, I get that you've given me responsibilities, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm not able to do it. But I think that there's something about him being king in here. So first thing is that he doesn't just hand all of the responsibility over to one of the disciples. He doesn't go to Thaddeus and say, Thaddeus, here you go, here's all of the responsibilities. Because then we would be celebrating Thaddeus the King Sunday. Instead, he says, I'm going to partition this out. There's going to be all sorts of servants or slaves in my household, and there's going to be all sorts of different people. One of them is going to be a doorkeeper. One of them is probably going to make sure that things are swept up. One is going to make sure that everybody is fed. One of them is going to make sure that there's clean water for everybody. There's going to be all sorts of people that are together, and guess what? You are put together in a Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace where you get to be part of that household. You get to have a little bit of that responsibility, a little bit of that responsibility that you can handle most of the time. But that's the problem, right? Because we can handle it maybe most of the time if it's really simple and it's really easy, but we'll still figure out a way to not do it. You know, maybe we get sick and that's no fault of our own, but We can't fix that, and so we need somebody else to sub in, and there's somebody else in this community that can handle that. That's why it puts us together in this body of believers, his body, that we are Christ's body, all put together so that we're fulfilling his mission. But even more than that, and I think especially today on Christ the King Sunday, we recognize that there's something more to being a king. Because a king doesn't just delegate, but a good king, a good leader, they take responsibility. Sure, they may say, okay, I'm going to give you this job, I'm going to give you that job, I'm going to give this job to that guy, I'm going to give this job to that girl. But the king takes responsibility for all of it. He takes responsibility for the people that he's chosen. And when and if those people fail, he knows that the responsibility is his. And that's who Jesus is for us. He is our king. He is our king, and he shows that most gloriously on a throne made of wood where he was crucified, taking responsibility for our failure to truly be his kingdom. And because of that, we know that the responsibility is his. He's taken that off of our plate, and he just tells us to enjoy the work, to enjoy living out what it means to be his kingdom. Enjoy the small, little, minuscule job that we have in his body, because he's partitioned that out for us. And even if we fail at that small, insignificant thing, he is still going to take responsibility for us. So as you go out into this world, take some responsibility. Know that you are a part of a congregation. Know that you are a part of the body of Christ. Know that you are a part of what Jesus is doing in this world, his kingdom, that is set to change this world completely on its head, especially when his resurrection comes. But know also, as you're taking that responsibility, that he has taken responsibility for you, and that your sins are things that he has taken in upon himself. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through his church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.